Kyle Allen went 10 of 12 for 128 yards and a touchdown in one half of Saturday's 31-7 win in Cleveland. And his two exhibition line now reads 24 of 28 for 236 yards by Sal Majorana's count at the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. Enough for Majorana to write that the backup job behind Josh Allen is locked up. Ralph Ventre at Bills on SI is not ready to call it, because Shane Beauchele answered in the second half with 5 of 10 for 111 yards, a 71-yard touchdown to wide receiver Jamori McClun, and a rushing score of his own. Two reporters watched the same game and filed opposite verdicts on the same competition, which is about the best advertisement a preseason quarterback derby can run 1 week before rosters cut to 53. The honest sticker price on all of it. This was backups against backups. Joe Brady sat Josh Allen and essentially every starter on both sides. The head coach told his team the decision would ride on Thursday's joint practice, per Ventre, and after it, he judged that, "I feel like they got the work they needed." Cleveland countered with Shedeur Sanders and its own reserves, per Majorana, and the whole thing paused for an hour of lightning 4 snaps in. Within that frame, the depth still did what you want depth to do. Ray Davis punched in a 1-yard touchdown and added a 12-yard punt return in a return job that remains contested. And Dewayne Carter put 3 tackles and a batted pass on his roster tape, per Majorana, who also notes the left guard battle between Alec Anderson and Austin Corbett is still undecided. The reserve defense forced 4 3-and-outs and took the ball away twice, on interceptions by safety Damar Hamlin and corner to Corey Couch, while allowing 1 scoring drive, per the team's site. 1 subtraction landed on the same cut-down math. Majorana reported defensive tackle Fedarian Mathis is facing a 3-game suspension. The starter's actual game this week was Thursday in Berea. Jim Leonhard, the first-year coordinator whose defense is the thing this season will be graded on, set his terms in advance, per Sal Capaccio at WGR 550. No one is the physicality. The team's own notebook, from Matty Glab, logged a 2-way day. Jordan Hancock intercepted a pass, Maxwell Hairston broke one up, and Greg Rousseau stacked 2 sacks, while across from them, Josh Allen threw 2 touchdowns each to tight ends Jackson Hawes and Dalton Kincaid, one of them a 55-yarder in the 2-minute drill, with Joshua Palmer a repeat red zone target. Both sides kept it clean, no fights. A team site grading its own practice earns a grain of salt, but the shape of the report, Allen carving up a real opponent, the new defense finishing plays against one, matches what outside eyes have said about this camp for a month. The injury file is where the week got expensive. Keon Coleman, who caught a touchdown against Carolina 8 days ago, spent this week in a walking boot on his right foot. 13 Wham's Dan Feetz spotted it Tuesday, and NFL Network's Cameron Wolf reported it as a sprained foot that will cost him practice time, with the September 13th opener against Houston now a genuine question, and only the mild comfort that practice video showed him moving reasonably well. DJ Moore went the other direction. Back in full gear Tuesday from his own ankle scare, with Brady calling it nothing serious and Joe Buscaglia of The Athletic putting it at no missed time for him, it appears. The new names are the quieter worry. Khalil Shakir and defensive tackle Ed Oliver both dropped off the practice field this week, first flagged Tuesday by ESPN's Elena Getzenberg and Mike Moraitis at Bills on SI, still out Thursday in Berea. And Brady declined to attach diagnoses, per John Green at Bills on SI. Those were injury-related, followed by a taxonomy rather than an answer. There's so many different variables, with a hamstring or groin or ankle or toe. Beyond them, the Berea outlist still carried Skylar Bell, Ty Johnson, rookie safety Jalen Kilgore, Connor McGovern, and CJ Gardner-Johnson. The last a name that had come off this list earlier in August and is back on it without explanation, per Green. Back in July, we previewed Buffalo as the team that made the strangest firing of the offseason, trading a known defensive floor for Leonhard's theoretical ceiling. And we've been checking that preview against camp every week since. The check keeps returning the same split answer. Every unit of evidence the new defense produces is encouraging, and almost none of it has come against starters in a game, while the receiving core that was supposed to be the offense's upgrade keeps donating names to the injury report. One more check to come before the season answers it for real. What to watch next? Whether Coleman and Shakir practice again before the roster cuts to 53 on Sunday, August 30th, and which of Kyle Allen and Buechel survives that day's quarterback call, or whether both do. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.